The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 10th day of August 2021. First off, I've been listening to Mike Rivero, and, you know, I want to put this out because this is important. We have limited time, limited resources. And we have now gone popularity contests for people that have been banned or not banned. And Mike's too nice of a guy, and I'm too much of a prick. You know, people, you need to focus. You really need to focus on the problem. You're getting your lunch eaten, and you want to offer an opinion on somebody else's opinion. What do you think, you're on mainstream media? I'm not liking the smell of it. I am really not. And I have banned certain people, and you are all witness to this. What was the clown from Idaho? Marcus or Markham, whatever the heck his name was, when he gets up on the program and goes after a Saturday morning host because they had to take a hiatus. And he doesn't like the guy that took his place. You remember what I said? That host has done the yeoman effort to save this republic. And what have you done? Nothing. And then people, Tom in Florida, that was banned finally from Mike Rivero's show, calls into another program to whine and complain because he was banned from Mike Rivero. Do you think the listeners really give a crap? And if you conduct yourself in a manner that is conducive to what we're trying to do here, go ahead, call in, contribute. What was the other one from, was it New Jersey? Melissa from New Jersey? Maryland, sorry. She is banned from this network. Because she didn't do anything but call up and stir crap. We are living in, as the Chinese curse goes, interesting times. We certainly are. And the moles and the trolls are still active. And the stupid people are still walking and breathing. Okay? Today I'm watching on One America News. Can you, Mike, can you check their feed to see if they're still doing the, and this is out of Sioux City, South Dakota. Mike Lindell is doing his vote thing. It's pretty eye-opening. But Steve Bannon was there, and another gentleman on the panel that I did not recognize. But I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, here it comes. Oh, it was the red Chinese fixing the American vote through the Dominion process. And my jaw just dropped. Oh, the Wuhan lab is the one that leaked the COVID-19 virus without the other part of that story. The Fauci, the NIH, and whatever else was doing their thing with this, let's get in there and mix it up and see if we can make this crap more virulent. Fauci was told, do not do that in the U.S. He had to do his AIDS thing in Canada. He had to do his COVID-19 thing in China. The media is not telling you that part of the story because here the narrative is being built for you folks. And don't get me wrong, I am sure that the red Chinese are faring better under Joe Biden. Donald Trump was getting a little heady with them, telling them, look, you know, you people have got to be fair. You've got to help us with these trade imbalances. We're not China Inc. We're not your outlet for any product that you want to make. And again, let's remind people, just in case you all forgot, that when we had unfair competition, producing materials, products, shipping them into this country, we would put a tax on them. We have not done that with China. That's what Trump was threatening China with. Remember when he first got into office with Ford? He said, look, I'm all for you opening up plants in Mexico, and why don't you sell your products to the Mexicans? Because what you're not going to do is build the vehicles down there and then ship them over to the U.S. for sale. If you do that, I'll put a 35% tariff on each and every one of your trucks. I am praying to God that Mike Lindell is on the up and up. Steve Bannon, folks, I wished I could tell you I trust the guy, but I do not. I really don't. But the red Chinese were fixing the Dominion vote. Oh, they hacked into it. Now, to Lindell's credit, he has been the one that's been stirring the pot. Michigan, Antrim County, Detroit, Wayne County, Texas. They did their forensics on the tabulation of the votes here in Texas. Trump won by 2, maybe 3 million votes here in Texas. But they showed it a lot closer than that. They showed it at, I think, 100, memory serves, 100,000 votes. All of these millions of ballots that came into these counting centers, all the mail-in ballots that were never sent out that came back unfolded with the same signature on each one of them and they were counted as a legitimate vote. There was enough rigging out there. Even in Wayne County, ladies and gentlemen, they had somebody from that vaunted voting machine, Dominion. They were there in Wayne County. It wasn't who flung poo from China down on the floor. It was representatives from Dominion that were on the floor. I've been seeing them try to pump up this let's go get China deal, looking for their next distraction and money for war, possibly. I don't know what they think they're going to do because two superpowers are not going to go head-to-head in this world today because guess why? One of them starts to lose and lose badly, they'll just whip out the nuclear weapons. They don't want to do that. Do you think that they're breathing air from some inexhaustible aqua lung somewhere? No, they're not. They'll be breathing the same air, drinking the same water as we do. And no, I understand they've got underground bunkers and this, that, and the other, but, you know, the shelf life of that nasty radiation stuff lasts a hell of a lot longer than stores and air conditioning units for underground bunkers. Let's get real about this. It's another damn distraction. Is it still playing on One America News, franklyspeaking.com? What do you got? Talk to me.
It's on Right Side Broadcasting Network. I can post the link and Frank speak. It's Right Side Broadcasting Network.
Okay.
It's still playing.
All right. It's still playing on One America News.
It's not on One America News. I don't know where it is on One America News. That's on your TV or something?
Yes.
I don't have access to that. That's different.
Okay.
Right Side Broadcasting Network is the one.
All right, but anyhow, I think it's still playing on One America News, because I watched them with the Antrim County deal, when they're actually holding hearings and witnesses were actually coming forth and testifying about the vote rigging in Michigan. They played the entire thing. I think it was 8-9 hours long, gavel to gavel. They didn't take one commercial break. Whereas at the very same time, Fox News is running Joe Biden's press conference. And Mike Lindell, during this live telecast, and it's going to be today, tomorrow, and I guess Thursday as well, they're going to run it 3 days. Lindell looked out at the audience and said, and asked for a comparison. And he's referring to the press that were in attendance, just like Donald Trump used to do, the liars in the room. But Lindell took it a step further. He asked the audience, which is worse, CNN or Fox News? 2/3 of the people in attendance raised their hand to vote for Fox News as being the worst. Now, you might ask yourself the question, why? Well, Communist News Network, they've been anti-Trump since... Hell, Trump was born. Yeah, but we're talking about Lindell pointing out that Fox has fallen from grace. They've got a crap load of new broadcasters on Fox. And you're seeing Fox News do the flip. Now, they're going to try to do their FoxNewsChannel.com or whatever the hell that is for the more conservative stuff, but not to be broadcast on traditional broadcasting avenues, you know, satellite, local TV, so on and so forth. No. This is online stuff. Oh, yeah, I understand online's the wave of the future, but you don't take a well-established satellite news outlet and then try to shove everybody into their computer. Fox has flipped. I do not think that people are really grasping what is actually going on here. Who are the good guys? Who are the ones that are the gatekeepers? Who are the ones that are really for this country and for the Republic and the Constitution, of which it's supposed to be built on? I was watching Fox News. There come a person on the air talking about this great democracy. And the little blonde-haired twit didn't correct him, just let him go. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. If you can keep it. Well, Stu Peters, I mentioned this the other day, and I've been playing some of his clips. Well, we've emailed the guy. Pardon, Mike? You just sent another one, thank you. This guy comes out of nowhere. I'm looking at him. He's got a high and tight. He's kind of got the Trey Gowdy look, only this guy is about 20 years younger than Trey Gowdy. And he looks kind of, kind of government to me. Well, I asked Mike, I said, do a search on this guy. Let's find out who and what he is. He's a former senior investigator and a canine handler for U.S. Fugitive Recovery and Extradition, specializing in violent offenders. Okay. U.S. Fugitive Service International specializes in high-risk nationwide fugitive retrieval, prisoner transportation, and criminal extradition services. They say we're staffed by prior law enforcement and ex-military professionals. Thank you. U.S. Fugitive Service International offers bail enforcement services, specializing in exonerating bail bonds by apprehending and surrendering a fugitive from justice. Also, they're mercs. Oh, okay, thank you. Who has either failed to appear as ordered by the judicial district or has bond revoked by the bondsman or co-signer. So, what's that? U.S. Fugitive Service International staff, agents, and investigators have over 20 years combined bail bonds, law enforcement, court security, and military experience. Okay. All right, so you are prior military. You still look like you're in the military. Where did this guy come from? All of a sudden he pops up? Well, it got my attention. And he seems to do some pretty straightforward stuff. But he's been ignoring our emails. And it's not that I'm, you know, you must respond to me. But when you put out an email saying that, look, you know, we've seen some of your material, like to talk to you, possibly do an interview, you don't get a reply. Is Stu Peters TV that big that you wouldn't use that as a platform to expand your audience? That's what I'd be doing. I'm sorry, what? You want to keep talking to me, and I'm trying to do a show. What?
I just don't want to put out bad information, but something's real fishy about this whole U.S. fugitive and recovery and extradition, because I'm having a hard time figuring out.
Well, it could be. It could be a CIA front for all we know.
It looks real fronty. I got U.S. Extradition Bureau, USextradition.org. I got U.S. Fugitive Service, which you read, and then there's some nebulous U.S. Fugitive Recovery and Extradition that I can't get to their website.
So we, in fact, don't know what Stu Peters is or where he came from. Don't even know if that's his real name. But why the Trey Gowdy cut here? Unless you're still active. Why in the hell? I mean, he's not a bad-looking guy, but what does that haircut do for him? Makes him look like 20-year younger Trey Gowdy. And Trey's not an exactly handsome man, and I'm not in here knocking his DNA. I'm just saying. Well, we will keep digging, folks. I've got to keep my head on a swivel at all times. You know, a couple people took exception to me looking into Mike Adams, Natural News. I went to his website, and Mike, is your mic still open?
It is now.
All right. You saw his bio. I went to his website, and I'm reading his bio. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, there's something wrong here. He's saying that he's got all these degrees, and he's got BSs and MAs and this, that, and the other. And I'm looking at this, and he's claiming experience and training and college and all this other stuff. It didn't add up. It would have taken one human being three lifetimes to go get the accreditation that Mike Adams had. And I put that out in the air one day. Mike, what did you discover when you went to his website to pull up his bio?
I can't find a bio anywhere online at all for any Mike Adams Health Ranger.
It was scrubbed. It was pulled.
I saw the page that you were looking at. I didn't dig into it as much as I wish I had now. I remember seeing his list of...
Well, these are the type of things I normally do. I slide in, take a look at stuff, and then file it away for future reference. I smelled a rat, said something about it on the air, and all of a sudden, gone, like a fart in a Texas windstorm. By the way, he and Alex Jones are good friends. Need I say more?
gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, a follow-up on, I mentioned this yesterday, and I had it, or I thought I had it posted. It was the actual CDC website, and that was not posted. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, and again, this is a StuPeters.tv presentation, and I'm going to play the thing. I'm just putting out there, folks, my head is on a swivel constantly. I take nothing for granted. I trust, but I will verify. I'm not out here to split up movements. I'm not here to turn one person against another, because God knows we don't have enough people. But you also have to understand that I've had experience with government infiltrators for over 3 decades. And something about this whole thing is not adding up. But I digress. And I once again want to stress, you know, people accuse me, oh, you're just jealous of Alex Jones. No, I'm not jealous of that asshat. Not in the least. It's when he took my network down, took an active leading role in pulling this network down. That's when I got on my AJ rant. It wasn't because I was jealous of him. How the hell can you be jealous of a guy that goes to get a massage in a hotel and ends up marrying his hooker? Come on, man. Come on. His Jewish hooker. I'm sorry. He's got this penchant for marrying Jews. Why? I don't know. Well, maybe I do know. But I'm not going to... expound on that any further. I have my suspicions, but again, unless I know something and I can verify something, like the Mike Adams that I brought to you just a few minutes ago, the guy that I swear they hung the wrong guy on the cross. They should have hung Mike Adams because he was better than Jesus. And once I made that statement on the air, again, let me reiterate this. Somebody that has done all of what he said he has done, they would be more than proud to let everybody know about it. Why? Well, street cred, man. Veracity. Oh, the guy knows. Look at his background. And when I mentioned that on air, boom, that was all scrubbed. You cannot find a Mike Adams bio anywhere. And I got one of the best snoopers in here. Right, Mike? Yeah. Now, this particular clip has to deal with the CDC and what they have planned. They're not going to let a 40 to 43% vaccination rate stand. Joe Biden in his press conference today said, look, you know, hey, I'm going to mandate all 4 million of the federal employees because one of the in bed reporters in the audience and JoJo, come on man, aren't you slicker than this? Haven't you been in politics long enough? After he gave his little press conference speech, he opened it up to questions, and then what does the guy do? He reaches into his suit coat, pulls out the list, and calls directly the first name on the list. These are all prearranged interview questions. He knows exactly where to go to, their name, who they work for. None. There's no fixing of the press conference here, none at all. But JoJo said, look, the question was, you know, down in Texas, the governor has mandated that no more mask in the state. And in Dallas, they're refusing those governor's orders, and they're going to make the children mask up when they go back to school in the fall. And he says, as president, is there anything you can do about that? And JoJo, first smart thing I've seen him do, backs off and says, no, I can't do that. But what can be done are the teachers' union, the school boards. They can do what's in the best interest of the children in their district. After all, they know because they have the COVID-19 data at hand. Wow. JoJo almost made it go. Well, here it is. The CDC has a plan in place to transport high-risk people to green zone shelters. Well, they will be segregated for long periods of time, of potentially 6 months or indefinitely. I am not joking about this, and I'm not making this up. Based on these vagaries, I guess that's supposed to be vagaries, of the fake pandemic, according to this document, which I'm going to go into in just a minute here. And we posted on the story on republicbroadcasting.org. We have a full text of that document below this story. So I want to continue with this, make sure I get all of this out in understandable order. These people are just now starting to get geared up. You wanted to know what they were doing about the unvaxxed? Well, we're going to tell you. It's called internment camps. This is not a joke. This is not an exercise. This is real.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
I'll continue to run the Stu Peters stuff until I find reason not to. Mike, open up my channel there, if you please. And he's talking with a doctor. Let me get the woman's name here. Dr. Jane Ruby. And this has to do with Florida and the news story that came out. And they fleshed it out, and it's Boca News now. And they were making statements about these hospitals, and they had to order tractor trailers, refrigerated vehicles, because of all the dead bodies. She's a doctor. She went to that very hospital. There was nothing. This is the same tactic that they used in New York. Remember, folks? Oh, the pandemic is so severe. The hospitals are overloaded. They cannot see any regularly scheduled patients. They can't do the elective surgeries because the COVID-19 pandemic is so severe that we had to what? Order tractor trailers, refrigerated vehicles to store all the dead bodies. There were none. Here's Peter's report.
We've done a lot of talking about patents and following the money. What about talking about executive orders and what that really means as far as everybody that's connected to the incessant push to get you inoculated and what might happen? What about the executive orders that allow for things like internment camps? Have you heard of these things? What is an internment camp and why are the feds hiring for positions of people that would be guarding or transporting to these internment camps? With us now is Deanna Lorraine. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor, which is what has gotten us to this number two position. I give you all the credit for that, by the way.
Thank you.
Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America. You can find it at DeannaLorraine.com. Internment camp, does that mean concentration camp? What exactly is this?
Well, of course. I mean, they're gonna wrap it in some fine dressing, and they're actually calling it green zones. Everything that they label green is sort of a friendly thing, right? It's innocuous. So green zones is what they're labeling it, aka internment camps or concentration camps. And this is known as the shielding approach, and it's right there on the CDC website. And I really feel like your viewers and all of America need to know about what this shielding approach is. Because again, it's being built right now. These camps are being built right now in neighborhoods, and they're about to unleash this on us. We know that a lot of people have been talking about how Biden is probably going to issue another.
By the way, what they just flashed on the screen was the actual page from the CDC, which I will get around to in a moment.
Lockdown, another nationwide lockdown. A lot of people are predicting August 11th. Now, we don't know if he's going to go through with that or not, but that's the fodder. That's the talk of the town, is another lockdown. But going along with that is this, what they're calling a shielding approach. And what the shielding approach is removing people from their households, from their families, even separating couples who they believe are high risk, right? High risk for COVID, and putting them in these camps. The camps will be built all over different communities all across the nation. Every city will have these camps. And of course, what do they consider as high risk individual? Anyone who is elderly and anyone who has any kind of a immunocompromised condition or a pre-existing condition. And then, of course, I would imagine that they would believe that anyone who's not vaccinated is a high-risk individual, right? So great, they go and rip the person from their home against their will. Doesn't matter, because it's all for the purpose of health. Put them in this internment camp or green zone, if you will, and keep them there for at least 6 months. They're saying the program would be at least 6 months, but there's a caveat in there in this document that says they have the right to extend it indefinitely until the pandemic of COVID disappears.
They're going to hold you for 6 months, which, you know, they're very good at keeping their timeline promises. As you know, we're approaching the end of the 15 days to slow the spread, 15 days right. to flatten the curve. We're almost there. Just hang on.
Yeah, exactly. But Stu, it says here, though, don't worry, because there's latrines in here.
Oh,
don't
good.
Worry. There's latrines and there's showers in here as well. Yeah. But each person is given cleaning supplies, because the individual is responsible for keeping their own space in this concentration camp clean, by the way. Who knows what happens to you? What kind of punishment if you don't keep your cleaning space clean? But moving on, it even says in this document that they're going to, and this is, of course, for the purpose of getting COVID to down to zero, which we all know is impossible because it's just the common cold or flu. But they say in this document the kinds of repercussions that this is going to have, never mind them. But it says here, number one, social, cultural, or religious practices. They say, yes, we got to plan for the disruption of social networks. They admit that community celebrations, religious holidays, funerals, and other rites of passages are cornerstones of many societies, which they are. And they say that a strong community engagement, basically propaganda, making sure that people know that this is important, is going to be important for the success of this program. Because what's going to happen is, they're saying, failure to do so can lead to interpersonal and communal violence, because people are going to be missing those community religious services and funerals of family members and community members. And they're admitting right here, this can lead to interpersonal and communal violence. Of course. Moving on, mental health. It says that this additional stress and worry are going to be common. In addition to the risk of stigmatization and feeling isolated, this shielding approach may have an important psychological impact and may lead to significant emotional distress, exacerbate existing mental conditions, and lead to depression, helplessness, grief, thoughts of suicide. Among those are separated.
And this is all written at the CDC's website.
This is all written in the CDC website. So in summary, this is happening. They're building this right now. And we're either going to stand up against this now, and this is the slippery slope with the vaccines, separating the vaccine from the non-vaccinated, and having the vaccinated be responsible or demonized and pinned as the ones responsible. They're going to be the ones to blame for why we need this shielding approach, because if it weren't for the unvaccinated, we wouldn't have to have the COVID continue. We wouldn't have to have the shielding approach. I mean, how much more reminiscent of the Holocaust you need to get? There's literal camps being built here, and they have no qualms about separating families and partners, disrupting your culture, everything about
it. You just had to mention the Holocaust, didn't you? Just to activate Right Wing Watch. Just
to Right Wing Watch.
All of these fact checkers are going to get all over you now. Dale Lorraine says that we're going to be in a Holocaust-type experience. Well, what else could you compare it to? When in our history have you ever gone and rounded up healthy people and put them into a camp, separating them from their families, keeping them away from funerals, weddings, celebrations, birthdays, going to school, going to work, all of these other things? That is what happened in the Holocaust, and you wonder...
There comes back around to the Holocaust. By the way, a couple of listeners sniffed around and found the Health Ranger's bio. Thank you for that. Let me go to the phones here. Who do I have, Mike? Kelly and Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there, John. I did some snooping around on Mike Adams, too, some time ago, because I was curious about his credentials. You know, if you listen to him talk about himself, you'd swear that he's a very capable chemist, a biochemist. But what I found, I didn't see a science background there. What I saw was he mentioned a degree in communications.
Right.
But there was no science degree that I could find. Now, and I looked for it. Wasn't there. So I'm curious where... This expertise that he claims to have.
Well, and I'm looking at the bio right now. Mike Adams has a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree from a prominent university in Midwest, which he doesn't mention. He has minors in mathematics and economics. He began to attend college before graduating from high school. His early college coursework included microbiology and genetics. Adams has a strong academic background in these sciences. He also studied anthropology, literature, logic, labor law, Greek history, computer science, international trade, classical Adam Smith economics, and musical composition and theory. He composed music for several university theatrical productions, was offered a job by a large university as a head of the sound design for the theater department. As a child, Adams was found to be extraordinarily gifted in music composition. He studied piano and keyboard at the age of 5. He took on percussion studies at the age of 6. By the age of 12, he was creating elaborate keyboard compositions and publicly performing at music talent competitions. Areas of expertise. Mike Adams has personally authored over 2,000 articles, including investigative articles, satire, and op-ed. His writings have been collectively read by over 100 million people over the past decade. His articles demonstrate a diverse range of knowledge on many subjects, including psychology, anthropology, cosmology, U.S. history, philosophy, economics, money and finance, nutrition, politics, civil rights, plant biology, intellectual property law, chemistry, physics, quantum phenomenon, agriculture, linguistics, microbiology, and neurolinguistics, and more. Are you buying this?
He's a real Renaissance man, isn't he?
I'm telling you, they hung the wrong guy on the cross.
It seems that they did. But Mike Adams to me always comes across as somebody who's a blowhard.
Well, look, years ago, I had the opportunity to do a face-to-face with Mike Adams, and I noticed he was He now lives in Austin, outside of Austin, by the way, which is not a big surprise. And we were at a symposium of sorts, and he came walking by, and I said, Mike Adams? He goes, yeah, and I introduced myself, and I said, I see you're cozying up to Alex. I said, if I were you, I would be careful. Yeah, well, Alex and I are good friends, and I said, yeah, that's why I'm mentioning this. And I mentioned to him about the takedown of the network, didn't faze him. He was there for the exposure and selling product.
Yeah. He's like Jones. He's a promoter. Jones is a blowhard too. I mean, you can't take anything Jones says seriously.
Well, and look, Jones has put out a lot of information, but he's also done as much to blow himself up as he did to pump himself up. That's Jones's problem. He keeps making these little errors, like interrupting other people's symposiums, wading in and disrupting, just doing anything and everything the man could do to say, here, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm here, and you're irrelevant, because I am now here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ego of Texas. You know, he's done some good, but he's done as much damage to the movement as he's done good.
Yeah, and he's done that for a long time. I've listened to him talk to people on the radio who call in. He can't get a word in edgewise. He interrupts all the time.
Yeah, I know. And
even when he interviews people, he's the same way. He just can't shut up.
Well, Vince Fanelli once told me that he used to do interviews with Dr. Bill Deagle, which is no longer a doctor because they pulled his ticket because he was killing people. And I am just absolutely fascinated because even Vinny told me, he said, look, we'd talk during breaks, and he'd go, well, what do you want to talk about next? Vinny would tell him exactly what he was going to talk about. They would get back on air, and Deagle would say exactly what Vinny just said and leave Vinny out there hanging in the wind going, okay, what do you think about that? The most convoluted, twisted stuff you'd ever want to know, but unfortunately, that's the kind of stuff that I do know. And it's disheartening. It really is.
Well, I was pleased to hear you bring up the Mike Adams issue today because I suspect for a long time that he's just a lot of hot air. Oh, by the way, you know he's also fluent in Chinese.
Well, the Renaissance man here, I'd be surprised if he didn't speak Mandarin.
Yeah, well, he's married to a woman from China. That's supposedly why. Of course, she's from Taiwan or something like that. That's why he claims that, you know, he speaks Chinese.
Mm.
Now, he might, for all I know, but when I look at a list of accomplishments like that, I think, you know, this is somebody who claims that he might claim to have an expertise in something because he read a chapter in a book at some time. And, you know, that doesn't make you an expert, period. And I suspect that Mike Adams' background, academic background, is not nearly as broad and as deep as he attempts to portray.
Yeah.
So I'll, you know, I'm a geochemist. I'll stack my background in chemistry up against his any day.
Do me a favor, Mike. Cache this bio. I don't want this going anywhere.
Put it on your website.
hold on a second. What, Mike?
There's a lot of versions of it over the years. I'm looking through the web.archive.org. I mean, it's been saved over all of his slight differences. It started as he was a high IQ. Now he's got strong technical aptitude, and it's interesting. But yeah, I'll save it. Maybe I'll tell the web archive to save it right now.
Yeah, please do, because I don't want this going anywhere. All right. I appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. One more. Who do I got? Bob in Colorado. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing tonight? I just wanted to mention to you, you were talking about internment camps, and I moved here from Florida, Ocala, Florida, about 12 years ago. And I remember I used to go to this pawn shop, and I was doing a lot of business there. And this guy, we started talking and all, and he was in the reserves. And they went ahead and they were doing maneuvers in the Ocala Forest. And he said they had done maneuvers there before. So, again, it goes back 12 years ago. but they were doing maneuvers there. He had never seen this great big huge fence. It's like 12 feet tall in the Ocala Forest. And he said what was unusual was they had train tracks coming right through it. And he really felt that this was a internment camp that was getting all set up for whatever's coming. So it's really crazy. You were talking about that. And I remember sitting here talking to this pawn shop guy. And, yeah, there, it's all over the place. And from what I understand, down here in southern Colorado where I live, there was an old Japanese internment camp, which is supposedly, and I don't know this for a fact, but supposedly is being reinvented for whatever's coming. So anyway, listen to you off air, and great show, man. Great show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I have seen videos of what the U.S. Army can do to set up internment camps. And I'll talk a little bit more on the other side. They can literally set up any size internment camp they want to in under an hour. Did you hear what I said? 60 minutes or less. Wow, it sounds like a pizza delivery ad. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. Yeah, that sounds like CDC. That sounds like something was lifted right from the UN. And they go on to say, and this is an original CDC document, this document presents considerations from the perspective of U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for implementing the shielding approach in humanitarian settings as outlined in guidance documents focused on camps, displaced populations, and low-resource settings. This approach has never been documented and has raised questions and concerns among humanitarian partners. I don't know what humanitarian partners are, folks. I really don't. I had somebody just recently wrote me a letter, sent a donation, and goes, look, do you understand that most of the people that you're talking to are not strict conservatives? Well, then why am I talking to them? Are you confusing conservatism with constitutionalists? Because I guarantee you there is a crap load of constitutionalists and constitutionally minded people that are not really confused as to how they are on the sliding political scale. Humanitarian partners? I know what constitutional rights are. I know what our Constitution is. But humanitarian, this lip stuff coming from whom? I'm a little confused about their contention. So this approach has never been documented and has raised questions and concerns among humanitarian partners. Now, you're talking about the people that understand who and what we are, and you don't have the right to do this, who support response activities in these settings. Oh, our humanitarian partners. You mean our deep-embedded communist socialists in any city, USA. Okay, should have said that. The purpose of this document is to highlight potential implementation challenges of the shielding approach from CDC's perspective and guide thinking around implementation in the absence of empirical data. Read that is, this is our best guess. Considerations are based on current evidence known about the transmission and severity of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, and may need to be revised as more information becomes available. What is the shielding approach? This is where they get into the meat of this. The shielding approach aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases by limiting contact between individuals at higher risk of developing severe disease. High risk and the general population, low risk, high risk individuals would be temporarily relocated to safe or green zones established at the household, neighborhood, camp, sector, or community level depending on the context and setting. They would have minimal contact with family members and other low-risk residents. Current evidence indicates that older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. In most humanitarian settings, and that is UN verbiage, folks, humanitarian settings, older population groups make up a small percentage of the total population. For this reason, the shielding approach suggests physically separating high-risk individuals from the general population to prioritize the use of the limited available resources. I'm sorry, isn't this one of the reasons why Governor Andrew Cuomo had to quit today as governor of the state of New York? That's part of the reason, but they're focusing on the sexual aspect of Mr. Freehand up there in New York. Top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We will take this break. We invite you to opine, 512-248-8252. And yes, Mike Rivero, I'm clamping down on the asshats I've been calling into this network. And I'm being a prick about it.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.